Hi, everybody. Welcome to Legal Ease. This week on Legal Ease, I've been thinking a lot this week about truth and finding truth. And what do I mean by that? What I'm talking about this week is the value in searching for the truth. And it's something that I really think is different from just knowing it. Searching for it is, in my opinion, it's actually more valuable than thinking, okay, I've arrived, I know it, I get it, I figured it out. And I think the reason searching for it to me is so important and so valuable because it kind of requires that you acknowledge that you don't have it all, you don't know all the information, and you need to keep searching. So what am I talking about, really? I mean, what does this really have to do with anything that's going on right now? Well, if you look at Afghanistan, you can see that just paying attention is a very stressful experience, and I think a lot of people might just sort of be tempted to turn away from it because it is anxiety producing or depressing, or maybe they just have heard a soundbite, they think they have all of the information. And I think what I'm trying to say here is that approaching Afghanistan with the mindset, I need to know more, I need to be involved in the dialogue, I need to look at the footage and listen to the conversations, even if it's uncomfortable. That's what I'm talking about. That's really where I think the real purpose in life exists. It's in that willingness to look at it, no matter how uncomfortable, and to be engaged, and to be curious, and interested, and willing to learn. And when I'm talking about this issue, I'm kind of also thinking a lot about my years as a prosecutor. And it's just really, really interesting to me. It's funny because the number one takeaway for me from my years as a prosecutor was, wow, there are people that cannot wrap their heads around the truth. And I know that it was because, you know, like as a young prosecutor, trying jury trials and trying to persuade 12 people that something really, really troubling and really, really traumatic occurred to someone it was just kind of like hard, I think, for them to go there in their mind to kind of think about. And I remember I was like, as prosecutors, I'll just tell you this. I mean, prosecutors see every single bit of the evidence. And then, like, the evidence that goes to the jurors, and even the evidence that comes in front of the judge is kind of vetted. When a prosecutor's bringing a case, there's just layer upon layer upon layer that the prosecutors have spent, like, you know, hours with these witnesses and victim just hearing every detail. And then, you know, the jurors are getting like this kind of thumbnail sketch. So, you know, you live with a case and you see what, you know, this experience has done to a survivor. And then you kind of like, you have to just persuade the jurors and lay it all out for the jurors in a fraction of the time. And then add to it its information, knowledge that is really, really hard to hear. And so that was kind of the takeaway, is that we have these blind spots and we don't even know it. You know, we don't even realize it. And veganism was like that too for me. Veganism, over like 5 years ago when I became vegan, it was like this curtain was lifted. And it was, there was just like this awareness that there'd been so much conditioning and so much misinformation that it was sort of just like anyone who is vegan, I think, will know what I'm talking about. It's like you kind of go into shock when you start to understand the reality versus what you thought was the reality. And it's like the Matrix and the red pill. So I guess the point with all of this that I'm happy to be sharing with my listeners this week is, if there's all this conditioning and there are all these, you know, kind of these blinders that we have on, and we can't really be sure at times when we are kind of sort of, you know, behind that veil and not really necessarily aware, what do we do? Like, how do we know when to apply the pursuit of truth, and when can we just like sort of assume we already know everything? Well, here's the answer, and I truly believe this. I'm not being cheeky. Always assume that you don't. It's kind of like you know, I'm reading a book right now, and this is probably why I feel this way. I'm reading a great book. I'm sorry, I cannot remember the name of the author, but the book is called Think Again, and it's this idea that, you know, that the people that think they kind of have a subject down and they kind of know it, interestingly, are probably less aware, less capable of learning, and less intelligent in that area than the people that acknowledge they just don't know it all. It's kind of an interesting twist that when you kind of approach something with sort of that, you know, that novice mentality, that learner mentality, you're more open to receiving information versus if you approach kind of like you're the expert, you're the authority, you're going to be more narrow-minded. And that really is what I feel like is just kind of like what it means to be aware, is to be able to say, I may not know everything about this subject. And so that would be my message this week and my encouragement to everyone, especially when we are witnessing what's happening in Afghanistan, to be open-minded, to want to learn, to be willing to look at the uncomfortable truth, to be willing to raise our awareness about the suffering, and to never, ever, ever let ourselves slip into that just kind of blissful ignorance where we don't want to know too much. It's too stressful. We don't want to hear it. To always have the courage to look at the truth and to consider that there might be more that we need to learn. I hope everyone has a great week. I hope you'll tune in to my next episode of Legalese. Thank you so much for listening. As always, my contact information can be found on www.tracycoxlaw.com. I also have a passion project that I'm working on, and that is www.shoplikeyoucare.com, where I'm exploring ways that we can make the world a better place through our purchases. I hope you'll check both of those websites out. And if you have any feedback, anything you want to add to today's episode, or anything you want to hear me share with you on life skills I've learned as a lawyer and experiences I've had as a lawyer, please let me know.